Hello and welcome to a very somber Mr. Sledge's After Party. This is the extra podcast segment that I still thought was interesting enough to justify a record, but it was so scantily clad that I couldn't make it on Mr. Sledge's Neighborhood without having to say this is a not safe for work podcast. I will yell, I will cuss, and I'm going to say very angry things. So on to the topic at hand. Magneto joins Hydra. It was on March 6th of this year when Marvel released images of variant covers of their future issues that observant people noticed something rather strange. A variant cover of Secret Empire No. 5, drawn by Dan Mora, displayed a raging Magneto in some new colors. This immediately sparked an outlash against Marvel and Nick Spencer for the story, which they are now just beginning to tell. Nick Spencer suggested that the cover doesn't necessarily need anything to do with the story. People were wary, but took his tweet at seemingly face value and calmed down. Unfortunately, it seems that Magneto is in fact recruited by Steve Captain Hydra Rogers, as evidenced by the C2E2 program cover inked by Mike McCone that has Magneto placed fully on the side of Hydra. You know what? Let's not fucking stay calm anymore. If you read my review of Secret Empire No. 0, you'll know that I'm not fully convinced that what is happening isn't real, or that reality doesn't really mean anything. It's the results of a sentient cosmic cube or the Allies rewriting history. In the end, it doesn't really fucking matter. We have a real Steve Rogers leading Hydra, the Nazi subgroup. Nazi. Fascist. The history of Hydra has been retconned throughout the years, but the one most important thing for you to focus on right now is that they are Nazis. Captain America fought in World War II and, according to Nick Spencer's current story, was Nazi agent the entire time and was recruited by Hydra, known affiliate and part of the Third Reich. Max Eisenhart and his family fled for Poland, where they were captured during the German invasion of Poland and sent to the Warsaw Ghetto. Max and his family escaped the ghetto, only to be betrayed and captured once again. His mother, father, and sister were executed and buried in a mass grave, but Max survived due to the manifestation of his mutant powers. He was thrown in the graves with his dead family and hundreds of fellow Jewish victims. Escaping from the mass grave, he was ultimately captured yet again and sent to Auschwitz, where he eventually became a Soldierkommando. While in Auschwitz, Eisenhart reunited with a Romani girl named Magna, whom he had fallen in love with when he was younger, and with whom he escaped the prison during the October 7th, 1944 revolt. This mutant has adopted many names: Eric Lenscher, Magnus, Magneto, but he always was a Holocaust survivor, a man whose hatred of humanity stemmed from the Nazis and the fascist regime that exterminated 6 million of his countrymen. You're going to fucking tell me he's joining Hydra? Are you fucking kidding me? Maybe Magneto knows that Hydra was started millions of years ago by space reptoids that infiltrated Earth society, and therefore he just wants to kill all humans. But what fucking sense does that make? I mean, an intergalactic civilization wants control Earth society in the least fucking sensible way possible? You were there at the onset of humanity. You could have done anything you wanted, but instead you created the, quote, spear and the, quote, shield to manipulate humanity throughout history? Great game plan, asshats! Having Magneto join these guys makes even less sense. There has to be a cognitive dissonance at such a grand scale that it reaches troglodyte levels. Or it is, in fact, super sinister. With the re-rise of white nationalism and Marvel's complete lack of vetting their talent, see X-Men Gold No. 1, do we have to ask Nick Spencer if he is a Holocaust denier? What other options do we have left? One, he is either completely tone-deaf and ignorant of the world at large. High possibility. Two, he is making all this a stupid, quote, it was only a dream, end quote, kind of trope. Moderate possibility. Or three, he is a Holocaust denier. And that is not a small enough possibility. Let's look at this, seriously, because this is not something we should fucking take lightly. In Secret Empire No. 0, Spencer has Steve Rogers meet Hydra agents at a base of operations near the end of the war. The Nazis have all but won, but the Allies have come in possession of a cosmic cube. With it, they will change history and the outcome of war, making themselves look like the heroes and victims, and the Nazis and Hydra the villains. Think about this. That means, in this world, the Holocaust is a fiction, made up by the Allies to justify their cause. That's fucking sick. That's fucking sinister. I hope to fucking God this isn't what they have planned. This has to be a false construct, because if it is not, what the hell are you saying, Nick Spencer and Marvel? What the literal fuck? My grandfather and all seven of his brothers fought in that war. All but one made it home alive, and the one who didn't died saving another soldier from a sniper on the banks of an Italian river. My father, rest in peace, was stationed in Waldflecken, Germany during the 50s, 1 kilometer from the Iron Curtain, in a reconstituted SS training camp where they performed experiments on Jews. Yes, this is a fictional comic, but World War II was real, and 60 million people died because of it, 6 million of which were Jews, and it was all too real. My family bore some of those scars. Is that the legacy you want to leave? This isn't a whoopsie doodle. This isn't something you should fuck with, even if it's, quote, we don't really mean it in that kind of way, end quote. Any of the aforementioned reasons are wrong, even if they are born out of ignorance. I often get flack from the rest of the court of nerds because I continue to buy things which I know are bad, but I maintain hope. John even accused me, and people like me, enabling Marvel, because even though I give them bad reviews, I still give them money. You know what? No more. I'm done. I'm not saying I won't come back eventually, but some things need to happen. Nick Spencer needs to publicly come out and address this. Not in this snarky, I know better than you, it's my story, have faith in us kind of way, but in a sincere, quote, I don't mean to inadvertently deny the Holocaust kind of way. Say you're fucking sorry. Until then, I'm done. I'm done, Marvel. Sledge out.
Men have died for freedom, and many more will fall. It is the very reason that we are here at all.